Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
We've been talking a lot about the four-day work week, and Vanessa Furman from the Wall Street Journal did some analyzing of some companies and how that's all working out for them. Vanessa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We all want you to say it worked out perfectly for both the employer and the employee. And maybe there's good news on both ends, but it seems like it's just not as easy as flipping a switch, is it?
Right, yes. I think we all have a vested interest in a four-day working week working out. Yeah, I would say, you know, there is actually a lot of good news around the idea of a four-day work week. It just takes more work, I think, than perhaps people realize when you think about working less. It's really working smarter in less time, not cramming 5 days of 40 hours of work into 4 days, but working 32 hours a week. That's the ideal. And doing it more efficiently so you can have that extra time.
So the benefits that people want, right, that extra day, of course, are there, and maybe the retention of employees or the recruitment of employees is there. But like you're saying, it can't just be we're just doing it faster. It's got to be smarter.
Right, yeah. I mean, the companies that I talk to, the ones that actually have pulled it off, they really overhauled the way they work and the way that they work with each other. One of the biggest things that they did was, you know, one of the biggest culprits that everyone points to are meetings, of course. Everyone always is talking about how many pointless meetings they're in. You know, at ThredUp, which I think probably a lot of people know as a online secondhand clothing reseller, they went to a 40-hour work week officially, or a four-day work week early last year. And before they did that, they looked at their calendar of meetings and cut 20% of them.
You heard that collective sigh of relief across the airwaves here of cutting them. But it is because it's a matter of, well, what are meetings that are necessary and what are just kind of like checkup perfunctory things on the calendar, right?
Right. And how many meetings have so many of us been that we thought, why am I in this meeting?
Yeah, exactly.
I think maybe four people could have been in this meeting. So that's part of it, too. You know, what a lot of companies are doing is replacing these meetings with more like updates over Slack or email so people don't have to break and have just a progress update.
I noticed that, too, that the communication tools that we have can really help communicating, right? You set up a little group with this specific team that's doing this specific thing, and let's go ahead and cancel that meeting today. Just update us here where you're at with this sort of thing so we're on the same page. But I do feel like, and I reading one of your companies feels the same way, there should be a little rule about how many back-and-forth text messages or emails you can send before you realize that a phone call would have actually done it faster. So sometimes it's about reversing the trend in technology to do things the old-fashioned way.
Right. I'd say all of the communication tools that we have, of course, they help us all stay in better touch, but they also mean constant interruptions. So, yes, again, ThredUp was a big example of this. They they talked about how to nip those kind of endless email exchanges in the bud. For instance, if you see this, you know, it's spiraling into three or four rounds of emails and nothing's really getting solved. Just, yeah, the idea is pick up the phone and let's just solve it then.
Your dive into ThredUp was interesting. Zooming out, though, when we look at maybe bigger surveys or analysis, what's the grade that four-day work weeks are getting across the country?
By and large, you know, a lot of companies that have done it have participated in trials that have been admittedly organized by four-day workweek advocates. So there is some sort of, you know, all of the companies that are doing it in those trials certainly want it to work. I think that probably has an effect on the outcome. What I also found was that there are a lot of companies that seem to have shifted to a four-day work week, kind of unofficially. There's a small fraction of companies, but they've done it without any big fanfare, and they haven't really revamped the way that they work. And a company that analyzed basically their productivity patterns was able to see that in the analysis they did. They saw that a lot of these people didn't actually work any more efficiently or any more focused or actually any more on those days that they did work. So to me, that really showed that, you know, you have to really revamp the way you work if you're going to, if it's going to work for both the employer and the employee.
Absolutely. And there's no one size fits all for this. Every company is different. Every employee is different. And that's going to be kind of the hard, navigable way to do this. Vanessa, we're just diving into here a little bit, but the article at the Wall Street Journal was really interesting. Thanks for giving us some of your time this evening.
Thank you.